Hi, everyone. We're back.
Yay!
We're back. Wait, do I have to say more than that?
Well, no. There's no rule. You don't have to do anything.
All right. You have to entertain the fans. Yeah, that's the only rule.
That's the rule. Clearly not.
Do you think it worked?
Let's hope. Let's hope we follow that rule today. So, do you ever think, like, you want to come up with, like, some cool, like, food product?
Yeah.
That's just going to, like, make it big?
Yeah.
Like, do the weird thing to it. You know, like, do something, like, you know, fried whatever.
Like fried butter at the Biggie?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Everything
what they?
That they fry.
They just fry everything.
I don't know if you can sell that kind of thing, but like weird flavor profiles. And
there are some fried things, right? Like weird fair food that I feel like you can buy at like the grocery store.
I feel like I just recently saw fried Twinkies somewhere.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like at the grocery store.
Yeah, fried and frozen. And
yeah.
But
that's not the same.
Well, it would be if you had a deep fryer.
It's still gross, yeah. Which we have a deep, we have a fryer.
You do?
But we like never use it, yeah. Because it was like $20.
Oh,
can't you just start deep frying things?
No,
huh? Can't you just deep fry things now?
Yeah.
If you have that.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you?
Because it's
you could make like fried pickles.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, you could do that on the stove too.
Yeah, give it to me. I feel like I will. I'll use that.
No, don't. Because
no. Okay.
What if
the oil splashes on somebody and they get hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, she's right.
It is true.
Never mind. Give it to somebody
you don't like.
Give it to somebody with no children.
Yeah. I always think about stuff like that with like the Lay's potato chip contest whenever they do those, and the flavors are always so crazy.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, what else could someone even think of that even is appetizing? Because they have such
They have brats and beer.
I was just gonna say bratwursts and beer and like mac and cheese.
Oh,
and
they had gravy, grits,
like poutine or something. They had
biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Bobby got biscuits and gravy.
Ew.
It was so disgusting.
Brayden has to get them.
Yeah, he got it.
Well, that's funny. I don't know.
And he ate it, but
I have a list of potato chip flavors that.
No, you don't. You have a list of Pringle flavors.
Pringle, but I have other potato chips that came out with, like their international,
Japanese.
Oh, yeah. You know what made me laugh? Oh, someone did like a fake Lay's potato chip one, and it was toothpaste and orange juice.
That's funny.
I was like, that's a really good one. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, because it just does
flavor combination.
You just imagine like when you're little and you brush your teeth
and
you have
and orange juice.
It's the worst.
Yeah. How about what was the thing that I had when I was a kid?
Oh, pickles and chocolate milk.
Pickles and M&M's.
Oh,
peanut butter and jelly
and
chocolate milk, and I vomited fairly soon after. I think the pickles was the clincher.
Yeah, no.
I just kind of whirled around in my tongue.
Ew.
There are some little kids that just, like, love pickles.
I like pickles.
I like pickles.
Which is weird.
I still like pickles.
Nah, I can't do pickles. But you hate peanut butter and jelly.
No. I like them all, just never together again.
No.
Never together. All right, how about this one? Seaweed. This is a Pringle one.
That sounds like Japanese.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these are going to have Japanese written all over them.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so. How about white chocolate peppermint?
See, no, because if I'm reaching for a Pringle, I want it to be salty.
I want it to be sour cream and onion or plain.
Salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, barbecue.
They have pizza. That's not bad.
But it doesn't taste like pizza, so it's never good.
That's the problem.
Was it Doritos came out with like a cheeseburger one?
Yeah, how was it?
Yep.
It was when I was working at Barnes & Noble. That one actually wasn't bad because it just tasted like ketchup and mustard.
Oh, I feel like I've had that.
Pringles has a cheeseburger one, too.
Yeah.
Yep. I think a lot of them came out with the cheeseburger.
Yeah. Because
ketchup and mustard pretty much encapsulates it.
Yeah. I'm not going to get like a beef.
They had a ketchup one. They had just ketchup.
See, I do love ketchup on potato chips. Yeah. But I don't know that I like
ketchup
flavored.
How about pigs in a blanket? You like those?
Yeah, but not as chips. I like
don't
them as
you
a
think
food.
It would just taste like a hot dog.
I'm wondering if you'd even get the meat
the
flavor or
just tastes like bacon.
And they have bacon, too.
Because it's also, like, the power of suggestion, too. Like, if they're telling you it tastes like pigs in a blanket, and then it just tastes like bacon.
If you put, like, a smoky thing on it, you know, like bacon, you can do a smoky
anything.
Yeah.
But it's going to taste salty, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Which you want on a chip, yeah. How about pumpkin pie spice?
I don't know. Probably
pumpkin
not.
Pumpkin spice has been, but that's been
that, and, like,
time.
Cinnamon and sugar. The sweet one. Not a chip anymore, I feel like. I mean, it's a chip, but it's not, like, what you're looking for.
Not with potato, you know?
Yeah. How about grilled shrimp?
No. That's
like
disgusting.
Regular shrimp. Soft shell crab.
Can I tell you?
That's like a Wise, or I think Wise or one of those companies, or no. What's that company? Hers? I think Hers, I think, has like a crab. Probably. One, which was...
Ugh. I have one of theirs on my list.
I had to peel shrimp at work the other day, on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It was disgusting. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was
never.
And so you have to, like, peel them apart, like, their legs are on there.
And put, like, the veins and stuff.
And then they take out, like, this, that line of, like, yeah, basically, I guess.
It is. It was, that's their poop line.
How can people eat... I don't want to ruin shrimp or...
That's
whatever. I just don't understand, like, how people can know, like, you know that and you still eat shrimp.
Well, it's not cooked in with the shrimp. They take it out.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like...
I mean, that's part of the cleaning process.
Yeah, but people eat hot dogs and that's intestines. That's, like, wrapped in intestines.
Oh.
And that's intestines are just what the poop goes through.
Do you think kielbasa is like that, too?
Yes.
Oh.
Any kind of casing like that is...
Well, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be all that stuff. I think maybe they don't.
You mean the meat or like the casing? Because the casing is definitely intestines. Hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know, like, natural casings and stuff. Which Braden prefers. Like, he likes the snap of the, like,
ew.
He's so gross.
I'm such a boy.
Yeah.
How about blueberry and hazelnut?
Ew, I don't eat... That sounds like a gross coffee. Never mind, like, a chip.
It's true.
That would be
I think it sounds like a good coffee.
I had Blueberry Mountain coffee this morning.
You did?
Or wild blueberry, yeah. Green Mountain coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
How about kebab?
Kebab.
So it would have, like, an onion and pepper and meat flavor?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know how you would, like... Because kebabs can be chicken.
Yeah.
That's true. It could have a chicken flavor. Mm-hmm. All right. What about Taco octopus flavored chips?
I don't know what octopus tastes like, so I don't know if I would like that or not.
I've heard if it's cooked right, it's good. Nick DiPaolo makes it.
Octopus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he makes it himself.
Thank you. I think God made the octopus.
He cooks it himself.
Ah, okay. It's described as round and cute octopus shaped, tasty and salty, and smell of octopus.
Ew. No.
No, I think that's for the Asian taste.
Yeah, Asian persuasion.
All right, how about Walker's Cajun Squirrel?
Again,
I think
I've never had
the Cajun thing.
I think you can, like, even get away with the squirrel zippy thing, because how many people have actually eaten squirrel?
Might be good. Squirrel could be really good. I wouldn't. None of us would know.
It's probably really lean because they just run around a lot.
This is a British company that came up with like these things, and they had their audience or whatever vote on the flavors that they would most like to try.
That
one was one of them. They also had fish and chips,
right?
Chili and chocolate.
What?
Okay.
Crispy duck and hoisin.
What's hoisin?
It's like a Asian sauce kind of thing. How about maybe like a teriyaki?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Ugh. Oh, no, she missed one. Breakfast. Oh. A mix of egg, bacon,
pudding,
sausage, and beans.
Which took home the gold.
That was the winner.
Huh.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
I can't drink breakfast blend coffee anymore.
Why?
Because when I would drink it, I would think of a blend of breakfast foods, and it grossed me out.
That is weird.
I know.
When you were pregnant?
No, just in general. Like, I would feel like I psych myself into thinking that it tasted like a bunch of breakfast food in a blender, and it grossed me out. I swear.
Brayden got a coffee this morning. He texted me that he's like, this day's off to a great start, which he literally never is optimistic in the morning. No. So I was like, oh my god, I was so excited. Because he found it was chocolate banana milkshake coffee.
Wow.
Where he like goes and gets his coffee every morning before work. And then later he texted me that his work buddy dumped it out on it, like accidentally spilled it after it had like two sips. I was like, oh no. I was so happy because he was happy.
Because he's never been
like, he probably could, but it was like new there this morning at the place he goes in the morning. Because he's not smoking anymore. Brayden. So I was like, oh my god, he's actually excited about something in the morning. And then he got two sips of it and it got dumped out.
Oh my god.
I hope he was able to laugh about it. I think so.
All right, how about Shearer's Rippled Home Run Hot Dog Potato Chip?
No.
Shearer?
Shearer's is the name of the...
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. Rural Jurors?
Yeah.
Shearer's.
Shearer's.
Tastes like plump, juicy, Sugardale beef wieners.
She sounds like Tracy Morgan talking about a stripper.
Plump, juicy.
Wants to get it pregnant.
Yeah. All right. Get your butt pregnant.
How about Walker's Turkey and Stuffing?
Oh. Not even like cranberry junior face.
No.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I don't like stuffing, though.
You don't like stuffing?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No.
How do you know?
I just guess.
Yeah, you never even tried it. You're just like Declan.
This is one that you're talking about. Hairs. H-E-R-R. Hairs. Hers.
You know, like the rabbit.
Kansas. No.
Sounds H-E-R-R.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the male German rabbit hair?
Do you remember on 30 Rock how they had that game show hosted by Steve Higgins called Homonym?
No.
And they also had like celebrity homonym, so it was like John McElroe. And then the whole game is that
John McEnroe.
Yeah, McEnroe. Okay. Is
like
that
McElroe. I was trying to find out.
Steve Higgins just like says a word to him, so he would say like hair, and then John McEnroe or whoever the guest contestant was would have to guess which hair he meant. So he'd be like, the thing that grows on your head. He's like, oh, it's the other one.
That's really
funny. Yeah, it was funny, and it was Jack. It was when Jack was trying to tank the network, but it took off and became
for
a
hit. GE, right?
Yeah.
Like he wanted to like devalue it or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it turned into a hit, and then they made the spinoff Celebrity.
That was
Celebrity Homonym.
It's hilarious.
It was really come up with a game show.
You think?
We like Chuck Barris.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll come up with a game show and a food product. Let's make a list of everything.
Yeah.
All right, so Hare's Kansas City Prime Steak.
Okay.
It describes it as predominantly tasting like beefy garlic salt.
Oh, beefy is like the grossest. Beef in general is such a disgusting word. Beef. Did you ever see that video of that little girl? And she's like, I smell like beef.
Oh, yeah.
And then they like slow it down. She just keeps being like, I smell like beef.
Why did she say that?
I don't know. She looked tired. Like, she looked like there was something going on. But it makes me laugh every time.
All right, and then there's a Louisiana company, Zaps.
Yes, I've seen them. They have like you? Voodoo. They sell
yes!
them at,
baby back ribs.
Yeah.
Jalapeno, Cajun dill.
Yeah.
They came up.
I smell like beef.
Shut up.
I smell like beef.
Oh my
face.
I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef.
That's enough.
Wow.
That was never enough. She's so cute, too. She just looks like she needs
adorable.
A nap. Or like she is asleep.
Why does she smell like beef?
I don't know.
I smell like beef.
It could be anything, though. Because it could, like, I could see Declan doing that if, like, if Bobby was like, I smell like beef or something.
Yeah.
And you could totally see Declan being like,
I smell like beef.
Just trying to emulate. All right, so here's some potato chip flavors from different countries. See if you can guess.
Do you think, how do you think the fans are feeling right now? Hungry? How do you think America feels right now?
America.
Yeah. All right, what would a potato chip in Ireland, what would they come
Guinness.
Up with?
Guinness.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good
well,
one.
Form you can cabbage or whatever.
Shepherd's pie or something.
Irish stew.
Okay.
What's that? All those things dumped.
Pretty much.
What do poor people eat?
I know. Everything all together in a stew.
Hot.
Yeah. All right. How about Canada? This is a little mashup. I have no idea what that is.
It's some weird thing. They have it in Maine, too. It's like right near Canada.
Good one.
Oh.
It's like French
it's fries with gravy on them or
gravy
something.
Gravy and cheese curds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, it's not that.
Canada. What do they eat in Canada? I don't know.
Something French?
No. That's why I guess poutine. Poutine is just huge up there. And I have seen, I think Lay's did come out with like a Canadian, like a poutine flavor.
Oh, bacon?
Probably.
Canadian bacon?
No, that's a good one though.
Isn't it?
Maple syrup and mousse.
Oh, mousse.
What?
Like those were combined?
Oh, like chocolate mousse.
No.
Right.
No, nice I try. Don't think so.
Chocolate mousse.
Moose tracks?
Yeah, no. I don't think you'll get this. Something from the Czechs.
The Czech Republic?
Yeah. So you'd have to know the culture of the Czechs.
Yeah, I don't.
They like picking mushrooms.
Oh,
truffles.
Okay. Truffles or.
Well, mushroom flavored chips.
So, yes.
You went fancy.
Yeah.
You went much fancier.
Yeah.
How about British?
Fish and chips or. Bangers and mash.
English roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Ugh. All their pudding, I feel like, just has blood in it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're just so gross.
Well, they just call that pudding.
It's no snack pack.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it makes it sound better than it is. Did he finish the Jell-O I brought over?
He doesn't like Jell-O, he decided.
Did he try it?
Yes, he tried it and said he didn't like it.
Declan or Bobby?
No. Well, because I corrected him.
He ate all
him.
The pudding.
That's what I meant. By
the, yeah, oh, the yeah, Jell-O. He ate all the pudding, but he wouldn't. He had one bite of the Jell-O and said he doesn't like Jell-O.
Well, are you guys going to eat the Jell-O?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him over because I got Jell-O at BJ's.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You get like a humongous thing of it for like $13.
Wow.
So I brought over a pudding and an orange Jell-O. And he was eating
what
the pudding.
What kid doesn't like Jell-O?
He was eating the pudding, and he's like, I really like this Jell-O. And I was like, well, that's pudding. And then he tried to get him to eat Jell-O, and he's like, I don't want Jell-O. Like, then he didn't want to have
him out?
I think
no,
he did,
I think
accidentally.
He just doesn't like trying new things.
But he likes the pudding.
He's not your child, is he?
You know.
He's Amy's child.
It's and Bobby's like that, too.
Oh, Bobby doesn't try new things?
No.
Oh, well,
no.
All right.
Well, no, he just Bobby's recently child. Started eating sour cream.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me. Like, I just started having, like, blue cheese on some stuff.
Oh.
That calls for blue cheese. Like, I don't hate it as much as I used to. Okay. I don't know. Blue. I've gotten, like, better about some things.
All right. What do you think Russians put on their potato chips?
Vodka.
Sauerkraut.
Red caviar.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, dude. They eat caviar and butter sandwiches.
Ew!
No joke.
Ugh, God.
That sounds disgusting.
It is. Just, well, they're also drunk all the time, so.
How about China?
China. I mean, they could be anything.
Rice.
Nope.
Rice.
Soy sauce.
Rice cake.
Lemon tea.
A14 sweet and sour chicken.
General Tso's.
No. Oh, India.
Beef.
Curry.
No, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
It this sounds like it's. I would it's not
hot.
Want to eat it. Mint flavor.
Ew.
Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yeah.
It
but
sounds
I feel
worse
like
than most
India,
of all the other ones.
Haven't they just been like trading with everyone forever? Like, do they even have mint in India? Or do they?
Probably.
Get
they're
in?
Like Dwight at a garage sale. Remember?
No.
He took one thumbtack. And traded his way into the most valuable thing that they had in the whole entire garage sale.
Well, there was that girl that did that with, what was it, a paperclip and eventually bought like a house or something? Yeah.
You
think
that's
in real life?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
We did a podcast on it.
Did we? I don't know.
That
was a couple years ago.
Did you do a podcast with somebody else, Mom? Because neither one of us remember doing that.
Maybe. Maybe, baby.
Slovakia has
something called Neva flavored chips, which is like smelly, pungent blue cheese. So maybe you go for those now.
No.
That's disgusting.
I like gorgonzola.
Ew.
See, I like all you know what?
What?
I had a salad in my fridge that I meant to bring over here for one of you, because it's a salad for my work that has like blue cheese crumbles on it.
Oh, really?
That I'm not going anywhere near. But
you didn't know that when you brought it home?
It was a mistake, and they kind of like told me to take it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to eat that. And they were like, give it to Bobby, but Bobby doesn't want it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was going to offer it to one of you guys, but I forgot it. Yeah. And now everybody knows.
Yeah. No. Oh, well, okay. What can you do?
Anyway, go on.
Maybe Amy can swing by and grab it.
I'm going home. I'm going right to bed, I think.
All right, one more. From South Wales, roast ox chips.
See, that must be something like just regular beef.
Yeah, roast probably ox chips. A little
because did you know that an ox is only a bull that knows how to pull a thing, whatever they pull?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I can believe it.
What do they pull?
Bigger though, like wagons and stuff. I don't know.
They pull like something, but they're the only. That yeah, that's the only difference I read.
Did you see that guy who got gored by the bull? It like went through.
Oh, really? I saw it, but I couldn't look.
It fell out of his mouth.
Like it was his pet.
No, bull? That was a different one. Okay. This was like this in Spain or whatever. Like he was a bullfighter.
Was he running with the bull? Oh.
No, he was a bullfighter. And I don't feel bad for any of those people.
What are you going to do?
Who get gored by a bull. It's
is
like
he okay?
Yeah, I mean, he lived. But it literally went like under his jaw and out through his mouth.
Oh, how did he get off of it?
That's a good question.
But they like torture those bulls.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's awful. They throw like javelin. They throw Mick Jagger. And just a bag of bones flops all over until the bull just gets irritated and runs. Get this weird pansexual off of me.
Pansexual. Strutting around like a chicken.
Yeah. God, Mick Jagger's the worst.
Oh, funny. All right, do you want to hear some of the new words dictionary.com has added to its...
Okay.
You know it.
Dictionary.
Have you heard this podcast? They literally read the dictionary.
Get ready. They added 300 new words. Get out your pen and paper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This one's going to be hard to market.
You don't want to be left out. Alt-right.
Of course.
I just picture Gavin McGinnis when I hear that.
But he's not even like alt. Like he doesn't consider himself alt right. I mean, I think he does, but
who's
not with
Gavin
that
McGinnis.
He says it McKinnis.
McKinnis. Well,
which one is
Scottish?
I know.
I met him.
You met him?
Yeah.
When?
In Albany a couple years ago with Braden.
How'd it go? Was he
awesome.
Nice?
Awesome. Yeah.
Was he funny?
What's he do? What
he found Advice magazine, and he is. He's really smart and funny.
I'll take your word for it.
I have a picture with him.
He's on Fox News a lot.
Well, I don't even know, but now he's on Anthony Cumia's network now. Mm. He has the Gavin McGinnis show.
McKinnis.
All right, how about Cat Cafe?
Yeah, I told you should do this at the Daily Grind.
I know.
What is it?
Bring your cat. Let people bring your cat. Their cat.
But I was telling you should do.
I'll bring my cat. I won't be
No,
you're way out of here.
I was telling mom because there was one where it was like an ASPCA worked with a local cafe, and all the cats that were in there were like available for adoption. So I was telling mom they should do it for like a day. Just have people bring.
You should email that to me or text it to me because
I
won't forget.
Do people really like cats, or do they just think it's cool and pretend to like cats?
People love their cats.
I love my cats.
Some people, there's
why?
Crazy cat ladies.
So
I know, but I don't get it. Like, when we lived in the
Your
condo,
cat is adorable.
Our next door neighbor, like, she lived alone, but she was, like, young.
Yeah.
And we'd hear her come home and be, like, talking to her cat as she walked in the door.
Yeah. I talk to my cats.
Why?
Because they're cute little weirdos. Yeah, I talk to Elaine all the time.
You just aren't an animal person.
No, you're not.
At all.
You don't talk to your
people.
Kids, though,
I don't get it. I don't get it.
She's like, I heard my neighbor talking to her kid when she walked in the door. Gross.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Who would do that? All right, what
they're
about...
sweet little creatures that live in your house and they're sunny. Weird.
Yeah.
They have little personalities.
Yeah. And then when they die, you're devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your grandson keeps bringing it up every time.
What happened to your other dog?
Can I see your puppies?
Where is he?
Tell the story.
So when is he coming back?
So, tell the story. What happened to your puppy? Nobody knows. You don't think people want to know? She had two dogs.
I had two Westies. And
brother and sister.
Yeah, and Riley, the little girl, died because she had, I think, probably a brain clot or tumor. But
my poor little baby.
I know. It was very sad. And then Declan knew that we had two, and when he came over and asked where the other one was, we didn't really know what to tell him.
And then just earlier today on the phone, he said, can I see your doggies?
Puppies.
He said. Can I see your puppies? When we were FaceTiming. And she said, well, there's only one now. And he said, where'd the other one go? And she said, she's in heaven with God. And he said, when's she coming back? And she said, she's not coming back. And he said, why not? Never? No. She's never coming back?
No, that's why I didn't want to tell him.
No, but he doesn't get it, obviously.
No, I know. And I want to be like, well, she got sick and died. Because then he's going to be like, I'm sick.
He's going to be like, me?
Yeah, exactly. Boy. All right.
Sick and dead, like Jessica.
Cheat day?
Okay.
These are two words.
I know.
And cheat day's been around forever. Like, that's not...
Well, this is a phrase. Why are they adding phrases?
Cold brew.
Okay.
That's just like a...
Who's paying dictionary.com to put these in here?
I don't know. On the internet, maybe.
I feel like it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, literally, listen
spend your cheat day
bod with your... At the cat cafe. And have a cold brew. And F the all right.
Show off your dad bod.
Dad. No. Friend, these are all
friendiversary.
Oh, that's like a Facebook thing, though, right? Because isn't that what they call it?
Hangry. I like hangry.
Yeah, but that also has been around for
I'm surprised that's just years. Yeah.
Man bun.
Ugh. Yeah.
Mic drop.
That's been around.
I'm
for a long
so
time.
Confused as to why these are like
petrichor.
What's that?
Petrichor. I have no idea.
You don't have a definition.
No, I don't.
That sexting is
well. You're supposed
forever.
To know what these.
You know
mean.
What? I feel like
she's about to say Brangelina.
I know.
Brangelina.
No, I feel like this day feels super.
Cillian H. Moffman.
Like Barry Manilow came out today. I swear to God, he came out like last year. Like I remember that being a thing that he came out.
I don't know
year.
Why he felt he had to come out.
I know.
I mean, there's no.
He's married to a man, and he's been married to a man.
So and why did he cares? Feel like he had to come out?
I don't know. But I swear
that wasn't
to God,
part
he came
the...
out like last year.
I believe
I'm so
that.
Confused. And then there was another thing that happened too that I'm like, didn't that already happen? I don't know. Two things today that I was like, I swear I've already heard this.
The Brandy thing?
Brandy Carlisle?
No, Mom. Saying
yeah,
she
no.
named her baby Brandy.
Two E's. Oh my goodness, Rory. You want to go upstairs?
It's a weird... It's using all of the letters in Brayden's name.
It's an anagram. It's called an anagram.
It's all mixed up.
It's called an anagram.
And then they have slay, S-L-A-Y.
Yeah.
Which is already a word.
I know.
So they're just adding a new definition to slay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... It's a brand new word.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. How about superfood?
That's two words.
Teachable moment, also too.
Is this officially from like dictionary.com?
Yeah. New words and definitions to its online database reflecting everything from news to pop culture.
Teachable moment?
Which brought these words out of the darkness of the struggle bus and into the victorious expression of dabbing.
One of them is teachable moment.
Ew.
Uncanny Valley.
Oh, that? Yeah, that's a weird one.
What is that?
That's like movies like The Polar Express. Like things where the people...
The eyes are creepy.
Yeah, where they look so close to human that it creeps you out because they're just off of being human, so it makes you feel weird to
is
watch it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Google it.
I believe you.
Dictionary it.
Dictionary.
But that valley of like close to human... but not quite. That's the Uncanny Valley.
It's uncanny. I get it.
Why does it sound like you're making it up?
I don't know.
But she knew it, so that's good.
Okay.
That's a good thing. All right.
Maybe.
I thought this was
maybe
fun.
I didn't. Maybe we're playing Balderdash.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that game goes?
Sure.
So Amanda Bolton is from Queensland.
Australia?
She said, that sounds about right. Said concerned passersby will occasionally stop to let her know a cow seems to have wandered into her dam, but recent flooding led to at least 3 visits from strangers who thought they spotted a cow struggling in the high waters.
Uh-oh.
For the 3rd time today, I've had to traipse down in the wet to talk to the driver, Bolton wrote
in the
on
wet.
Facebook.
In the wet. Wet. Oh, I know. I have to traipse down to the wet.
For the 3rd time today, I've had to explain at length that Doris is not a cow in distress. She's our pet water buffalo, having the best day ever in the overflowing dam and the deluge of water currently falling on our region.
That's really cute. A water buffalo.
The best day ever. Ever.
Ever. It's the best day ever.
Doris?
Amanda Bolton. Oh,
no,
you
know,
a cow?
A water buffalo. What was that water buffalo's name?
Amanda Bolton.
Doris. It is Doris.
That is so cute.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. Water buffalo.
I know. She said she's a bit like a hippo and is known to go completely under the water or will venture into the middle of the dam and only her horns and ears are visible.
That's so cute.
She bought 10-year-old Doris on impulse 3 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
What's up with Amanda Bolton? Water buffalo on impulse.
I know. Yeah, who does that?
During a manic phase, a buffalo.
12 years from now, it'll have the best day ever.
I know, Doris. Get out of the water, mate. There's a croc in there.
Oh, yeah. That would be terrible.
It would be. It's like everything on National Geographic when a croc bites a water buffalo.
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Crikey.
Okay, here's something. No, really. Alright, so Corey Hancock said he was hiking Monday night in the Elkhorn area. Where's that, Joss?
New Zealand?
Oregon. 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 To snap photos of waterfalls on the North Fork. Of the Santiam River.
North Fork. That's such a tongue twister.
North Fork.
When he did that North Fork.
Yeah, it sounds like you could get tripped up pretty easily.
Yeah, that's
the last part of it.
When he came across a 3-month-old baby bear, which he said appeared to be close to death.
Uh-oh.
It was cold, raining.
He was actually looking in a mirror.
The cub was just sitting there in the rain, not moving, not breathing. So he said he waited a few minutes to see if the cub's mother would return, which is a very good idea. But he soon decided the 5-pound bear
was
5 pounds?
Ill to leave behind.
A 5-pound, 3-month-old bear?
Yeah, I guess so.
The teddy bear?
No. He said, I didn't have a choice. I wouldn't have left it out there. He seemed to be abandoned and dying. He was hardly moving at first when I walked up to him. I thought he was dead.
Aww.
So he carried the cub more than 2 miles to his car.
Well, it's only 5 pounds.
I know.
Yeah, but when you're looking over your shoulder the whole time.
Yeah, true. 2 miles.
That's
a
little stressful.
Yeah.
Heart rate's a little higher.
I was carrying this little lifeless creature in my arms, kind of wondering if he was going to make it. I tried to give it CPR. I gave it a few rescue puffs and pushed on his chest. He took one breath. He was fighting to survive.
Oh,
I kind of held him. And right as I was kind of thinking maybe I should go put him back in the woods, he took a breath.
Aww.
He drove to an area where he could get cell phone reception and posted a photo of the bear, asking for advice on where to take it. So he ended up taking it to a turtle animal center in Salem, Oregon. The vet mentioned how emaciated and malnourished and dehydrated he was, you know, so he probably hadn't eaten for several days.
Aww.
Veterinarians dubbed the baby bear Elkhorn and gave him fluids until he showed signs of recovery.
and they praised Hancock for his actions. And then Elkhorn, the bear, was transferred to a wildlife veterinarian with Oregon, the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Then he'll be placed in the care of an out-of-state center to continue his rehabilitation.
Hmm.
The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife was more critical of Hancock's actions.
Why?
He should have called Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife or Wildlife Rehabilitator before removing the cup from the wild. He did take it to a rehabber, but we currently do not have any approved Oregon rehab facilities for holding of bear cubs, so we have picked up the cub and would be evaluating it and determining next steps. So. Options with bear cubs like this are back to the mother in the wild, which they're not planning to because they wouldn't probably be able to find mama.
Yeah.
Maybe the mother got killed or something.
Yeah.
Or send it to a rehabber out of state or to an accredited zoo for lifetime captivity. The department said the case was referred to Oregon State Police, which announced Wednesday no charges are being sought against Hancock.
How did they?
I know. Can you imagine?
He did all he could. Yeah.
I know.
Like,
they showed a little picture of it.
Big government.
Was it cute? Oh my gosh, it was so cute. Crazy cute. was it as cute as Gavin? It was a different kind of cute.
More of a baby bear kind of cute.
Yeah. I think
than
Gavin
a baby otter.
Like a baby bear.
A little bit. Less fur.
He's like an otter.
Oh yeah, he does look like a baby otter.
But so was Declan.
Yep.
Yep.
Alright, so here's another cat or animal rescue.
Is it about a cat?
It is about a cat. How did you know it?
I don't know. I just guessed.
The Blue Cross Animal Hospital in London, guess where that is, Jeff?
Connecticut.
Said 7-year-old cat Princess was brought in by her owner, Teresa Correa Maria. After the feline, I know, St. Teresa Carrera Maria, after the feline was found covered in spilled brake fluid in a garden shed.
Oh, geez.
Let this be a lesson. Veterinarians said Princess quickly became ill after attempting to clean the chemicals off her fur with her tongue, obviously.
Yeah.
The hospital said veterinarians rushed to the nearest liquor store to buy a bottle of high alcohol content vodka.
Okay.
Which they said can counteract the effects of ethylene glycol, the poisonous chemical in brake fluid, if given to a pet quickly after ingestion.
Jeez.
The vodka was administered to Princess via an IV drip.
What a day for Princess.
I know.
Real roller coaster.
By IV drip. Like, they didn't do shots.
Yeah, but I know.
Here, Princess. Slam. Princess was in a really bad way, and it was really touch and go. Pet should never be given alcohol. All right.
Unless under the care of a doctor.
But this was the only solution to prevent the poison from taking over and killing her. She was a bit worse for the wear for several days afterwards, but we were relieved blood tests showed the effects of the drip were working and the poison would no longer be fatal. She's at home now recovering from her ordeal. And she's an alcoholic.
Yeah. She's going to AA.
She's a cataholic.
A woman I work with, I found out today, her dog ate, is that rat poison? Recon or? Decon?
Decon, yeah.
Ate Decon, and I guess it's an anticoagulant.
Ooh.
So it started bleeding out its nose and eyes.
Oh my goodness.
And her husband, like, brought it to, like, the vet, and then the vet was like, you need to go to, like, the emergency, like, animal hospital. So they brought it there, and they gave it something that, like, coagulates the blood again. And then, so the woman I work with, I guess she had to work from home today, because if the dog even gets, like, a bruise, it could die at this point.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, what a horrible...
Oh, that's so sad.
But, and then the woman who was telling me about it, she's like, so that's how those, like, mice die when they eat it, is they just bleed to death, like, they bleed out. And she's like, there's really no humane way to kill mice, is there? I was like, I guess not. Even, like, the glue traps seem like, yeah. But, like, the glue traps where they just, like, stick to it. To, you know, and then they, like, rip their little limbs off and start trying to get out.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't make
Please.
It.
My fault.
Oh my god.
We had a mouse in our dorm room at Hofstra, and my roommate would leave cereal out for it on the floor.
Did it eat it?
Yeah.
That's cute. Did you name him?
I feel like she did name him because she loved him a lot. Like, even though he lived like in my room, basically. I was sitting on my computer one day, and I, out of the corner of my eye, saw something like dart across the floor under my bed, and I was like, "What was that?" And because we were on the second floor, and then I like pulled my dresser that had my TV, I pulled it like away from the wall, and the thing came like flying backwards out at me, and it scared the crap out of me. I was like, "What the heck?" But I had my window open, and our building was like brick outside, so I had just like crawled up the brick and in through the window. But yeah,
cute.
It was cute. I didn't want to kill it or anything, because what was it gonna do? Like, I didn't have food in there, and it wasn't like in my bed or anything. So,
all right.
It was cute, though. And now I have the hantavirus. I'm going to die.
What's that?
You get it from mice.
She probably doesn't.
Was it like Outbreak or one of those movies, I think? Oh, yeah. They have the hantavirus.
Yeah. Okay, so spiders. Mm-hmm. Primarily insects, as we know, with the exception of some large spider species that have hardy appetites for lizards or birds or small mammals. But let me see. Washington Post reporter Christopher Ingram explored a disturbingly intriguing dilemma this week.
Oh,
if spiders ate human beings, how many would they eat?
Yeah.
The matter came up because earlier this month, European biologists Martin Neifeler and Klaus Berghofer published a paper estimating the total weight of prey consumed by spiders as a group.
Ugh.
Their assessment: spiders evolved around 400 million years ago and are among the most common and abundant predators in terrestrial ecosystems. The annual prey kill of the global spider community is in the range of between 400 and 800 million metric tons.
Oh my God.
As the Post points out, the weight of what spiders eat in 1 year is more than all humans on the planet combined.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Citing a 2012 study that estimates the total biomass of all adults on Earth as about 287 million tons. And they eat between 400 and 800 million. Even if you tack out another 70 million-ish tons to account for the weight of kids, it's still not equal to the total amount of food eaten by spiders in a given year, exceeding the total weight of humanity. The ominous conclusion and possible scenario of a future end of humankind movie thriller is that spiders have the potential of eating every one of us and not feeling full after the meal.
Oh, wow, that is terrifying. Yeah. Wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
I hope that never happened.
I saw someone posted there's some, like, exhibit where you can walk amongst spiders. I forget where it is, but it's some...
Who would want to do
that? Zoo or something, but it was really? Like, oh, walk amongst the spiders, and it shows people, like, walking in this, like... zoo exhibit where it's just spiders everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, this is also called Earth because they are like, what, 6 feet from us?
Yeah,
allegedly. Every time, like, allegedly. We're always walking amongst spiders.
We are.
You know, we like, are. It just seems so stupid to me where they're like building it up. Like, it was like huge, weird spiders that you're just like, they're right there.
No way.
No, I know. It was like hell for me, but I was just like, this is every day. Like, we just don't see them.
I would never go into such a
thing. No, no.
I don't know who would. There's really people that are that, like, nonchalant about a spider.
I guess.
Yeah, some people don't have a thing with
at them. All?
At all. No.
My brother-in-law, Kellen, was laughing hysterically at me because we were painting my in-law's basement in their, like, cottage next door to their house. And there were dead spiders, and I kept making Brayden, like, get rid of them for me. And every time I'd see one, I would have this reaction where I would, like, so quickly move away from it, violently almost. And Kellen thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen, because I was just paralyzed. Like,
it's
even though they're dead, and they've been
all.
There for a decade, let's say, at least, I was still just, I can't handle them.
No.
I just can't.
Gross. All right, this one I thought of you, Jess. And you'll see why in a minute. So passengers on a San Francisco-bound British Airways flight were delayed after a mouse was spotted on board before takeoff. Travelers were subsequently removed from the aircraft at London's Heathrow Airport and forced to wait for 4 hours as a replacement jetliner was found. Despite
this is the... they use the plot This is the plot for the less popular Mice on a Plane.
Exactly. They were going to say, like, Stuart Little, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Despite the inconvenience, some passengers saw the funny side on Twitter. One even questioned whether the rodent had failed to obtain a visa. On this occasion, there was one very small customer who we had to send back to the gate, a British Airways spokesman told NBC News. We are sorry for the delay. But the reason was mice have been known to chew through aircraft wiring with potentially dangerous results. But one of the passengers...
It's like taking a plane down.
Yeah, exactly.
Mouse. Death by mouse. Yeah.
So one of the passengers wrote a haiku.
Oh, no.
About it.
Oh.
That's why.
Were you on the plane? I'm like, oh, I put that mouse on that plane and then I wrote a poem.
I know. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready? See what you think. About to fly to SF. There is a mouse on the plane. We all must get off.
Where were they going? San Francisco?
Just speechless. Yeah.
Yeah. She's speechless. She's inspired.
What do you think, Jess?
I don't think it's a haiku. Oh. About to fly to SF is seven syllables. It's about, 575.
About to fly to SF. There's a mouse on the plane. About, I don't know.
About. Yeah.
A haiku is 575.
Yeah.
There is a mouse on the plane. We all must get off.
Huh.
Well, maybe they thought the SF didn't count.
Well, it does, because it's syllable.
I know.
It's two syllables.
I know. I'm trying
to... Don't make excuses.
I'm trying
for
to
them.
Be nice. Trying to... Anyway.
You're dumb.
What am
What a stupid All right. person.
So, this is from the Philippines. A medical clinic in the Philippines is using an unusual mascot to advertise its circumcision service. Claw-bearing X. Man, superhero, Wolverine.
Oh my god, why?
The advertisement features an image of Hugh Jackman as the adamantium clawed character he played in the X-Men and Wolverine films, next to text promoting the clinic's circumcision service.
Adamantium?
A fictional metal that is indestructible, or okay. Nearly so. I looked it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, Adam Ant?
No, adamantium. The text at the bottom of the advertisement roughly translates to cheap, comma, doctor, comma, hospital. This is where you get painless circumcision.
Oh, no. And forever infection.
The poster says the foreskin removal service, which is probably not actually carried out by a mutant superhero with retractable claws, costs about $28.
Oh, no.
That's pretty cheap. And it should go quick, too.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. That's awful.
Yep. All right. So, Canadian police use multiple puns
Mounties?
Multiple puns to inform citizens of the theft of tens of thousands of dollars worth of lettuce. Hamilton Police Department urged citizens to remain calm.
Oh no!
After a large truck containing $45,000 worth of lettuce was stolen, the suspects drove the truck.
$45,000.
$45,000 worth of lettuce.
Jeez,
I know. The suspect drove the truck into the city of Toronto, leaving the truck behind, which has been recovered. But the suspect transported the trailer with the lettuce inside to an unknown location. Hamilton police shared a tongue-in-cheek post requesting, "Let us work together to find the person or people behind the theft. Your information could be the tip of the iceberg and uncover a major theft ring."
Maybe if they took it more seriously, they'd find out who did it.
Maybe. I
don't know. That's weird, though. What do you do with, like,
when
black
they find
them,
they're going to do a search and seizure.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Thank
really
you.
Funny.
Mom has a wrist.
Oh.
I do have a wrist.
She you likes to too. Show it off every once in a while.
Who wouldn't?
That's true.
So an American footwear company sparked disapproval on social media over high-heeled shoes for babies. Pee-wee pumps. Says babies will be the belle of the ball in the shoes.
Yeah.
But the BBC reports people are criticizing the company amid a growing concern at what is seen as the sexualization of children.
Well, yeah. I
mean, I'm pretty sure Suri Cruz has been wearing heels since she could walk.
Could be.
Yeah, and she's grew up in a perfectly normal situation.
Nothing going on there. Company founder Michelle Holbrook says the shoes are intended as a photo prop only and meant to be funny and cute.
Yeah, that's. I can believe that.
Yeah.
Because there are so many photography, like, things cropping up now.
Yeah. The post on the company's Facebook page shows an infant in heels sitting on a miniature motorbike with the caption...
Oh, no.
I know. This little hashtag diva defining cool posing in her hashtag peewee pumps.
Kind of funny.
The image was criticized by a number of the site's users who suggested it was wrong and disgusting to portray babies in such a way.
Babies.
And finally, Melissa Belinsky, I think, sums it all up, saying, this is not okay.
I think it's cute. Don't buy them. I mean...
I know. Exactly. Well, we need to...
freak about everything.
We do, unfortunately. In Attleboro, Mass.
Uh-oh.
It says, why did the three nuns cross the road to get to their jobs on the other side? A Massachusetts shrine where the nuns work wants to make it safer for them, so they proposed installing an illuminated nuns crossing sign.
Oh, I thought they meant they were trying to die.
No, not that side.
That's what I thought you meant. Like, to get to their, you know...
Final destination.
That's funny. The nuns work at the National Shrine of Art.
Committing suicide. In Mass. What can we do about it?
Nuns crossing sign. The nuns work at the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Salette in Attleboro, but live in a house on the opposite side of a busy road. The city earlier spurned the shrine's request for a crosswalk, saying the location didn't meet government guidelines. Ugh. So they're putting these poor nuns in danger.
Yeah,
the
nice.
Roman Catholic shrine, which attracts hundreds of thousands of pilgrims, now proposes a sign program to display a nun's crossing message when triggered by a nun's phone.
Oh, the that's shrine, a lot of work, I feel like.
I know, they can just paint the crosswalk. No, that's too much. The shrine is also adding a light on its property and giving the sisters reflective vests.
Oh my gosh.
That seems like it's really cute to watch.
Yeah.
Now that's why people will be going to watch.
Yeah, to watch the nuns cross.
Yeah. They waddle across the street like a bunch of penguins. Like a congress of penguins. What are they called?
A congress.
A congregation.
I would say flock.
I like the congregation. A congregation of nuns.
Congregant.
You could do. I'm just saying.
Yes.
So, have you heard of this one?
Bird is the word.
In an ideal world, none of us would have to work, and we could just watch Nicolas Cage movies all day. Sadly, we don't live in that world.
Is
so
that
we'll
Nicolas
have...
Cage's ideal world?
Yeah. He's like, I need more money.
So, we'll just have to settle for the next best thing. Enter the Cage. A VR simulation of what it's like to be trapped in a cage... and forced to watch Nicolas Cage movies. The Cage.
Heaven.
The Cage is meant to be viewed with a VR headset, but even on a desktop, it is a masterpiece. We're extremely unsure how we ever lived in a world without this.
Yeah.
It was made by Mike Lacker, a writer and developer, and Chris Baker, who defines himself as a maker of things on the internet that people like to talk about. And they're big Nicolas Cage fans.
Well, who isn't?
Right?
We watched The Wicker Man. Have you ever seen that?
Probably.
No, what's the one where he's like a fireman, like a man made of fire on a motorcycle?
Ghost Rider?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually a good movie.
Ghost Rider?
Mm-hmm.
She was really high when she watched that.
There's something they were saying... If they had to pick one single Cage moment, it might be in Bangkok Dangerous, when he's eating the spicy soup and keeps talking about how spicy it is.
He is just so weird.
He is.
He's so weird. So weird. Oh my gosh. He has like weird collections.
Yes.
He has the Elephant Man's bones. Oh, he does.
I thought Michael Jackson did. Did he buy them?
I could be wrong.
Michael Jackson did, I thought.
Well, Nicolas Cage married Priscilla Presley. Lisa Marie Presley.
They both married
Lisa.
Who was
married to... Right. Yeah. So maybe Michael gave
she
Lisa
got them
Marie,
in the divorce.
And then she gave
them
Nicolas.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm mixing up.
I think so.
Her husband's.
Yeah. Have you seen her son?
No way.
He looks like Elvis.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty crazy.
She does. Yeah,
no, I know, but it's, like, weird how much her kid, like, in one picture in particular, like, I've seen other ones where he doesn't really.
Yeah.
But one of them was like, it's like, oh, geez.
Well, it happened again.
Sorry.
Never apologize for that.
Not
I smell
that.
Like beef.
Sorry, what happened again? So guests were watching a boisterous chimp hooting and hollering at the bottom of an enclosure at the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan, when without warning, the chimp made an underhanded throw towards the crowd. The act fired up screams and laughter among the people. As the camera turned to look at the object of the commotion, one woman summed it up perfectly. It got Grandma!
It did. It was so funny.
There, sitting in the front row, Grandma turned to reveal a chunk of feces stuck to her nose.
Like, hanging out of her nose. It looked like a witch nose.
Oh, that is disgusting.
And she's just, like, shocked. It's so funny.
In a statement, the zoo acknowledged the filthy incident, but suggested that the chimp's behavior was fueled by the audience's own antics.
It was see? Amped up.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Well,
that's why they say that. Monkey see, monkey
do. Monkey do.
All right.
Cool.
So there.
This is the first one in a long time.
Yeah, that was.
We gotta warm up a little bit, you know.
A little bit.
I'm
always sleepy now.
Yeah, you are. That's probably why you were so sleepy before, Amy. You were pregnant.
No, I was sleepy before.
She's
then.
Just a sleepy person.
I am a I sleepy person.
So.
I have to get up early.
I
know.
Every day.
Woohoo.
All right, well, I still think it was fun. It was a fun
time. It was
fun. Fun time was had by y'all.
Yes.
All right, girls, I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.